In this bulletin, a new case of coronavirus in New Zealand sparks a health alert in Australia. The transition team of United States President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for access to national security briefings. And in sport, the Queensland government bans Blues players from spending downtime in Brisbane before one of the most anticipated matches in recent history. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. A new case of coronavirus in New Zealand has sparked a health alert in Australia. New South Wales Health has contacted 455 people who arrived into Sydney from Auckland since November 5, alerting them to the venues of concern in Auckland as New Zealand authorities continue to search for the source of the case. Going forward, airlines will be in charge of checking if passengers have visited the venues of concern before departure, and if they have, they will not be allowed to travel. The Morrison government is set to reveal several initiatives to reassert Australia's influence in Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will make the commitments this weekend at two virtual regional meetings, the ASEAN-Australia Summit and the East Asia Summit. It's believed the programs will improve health, governance and infrastructure, expanding Australia's development assistance in Southeast Asia. The transition team of United States President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for access to national security briefings and updated information on the coronavirus pandemic. In a virtual briefing, Jen Psaki, an advisor to the Biden-Harris transition, said that they need real-time information to deal with the crises of the moment.
Obviously, at this pivotal time, and as we've seen this week, thousands of Americans have lost their lives to COVID. The current president is absent from that conversation. And, you know, it's imperative that our team and our experts have that access. We're not interested in having a food fight with the GSA administrator or anyone really. We just want to get access to intelligence information, to threat assessments, to the ongoing work on COVID so that we can prepare to govern, bring the American people together and get the pandemic under control.
Meanwhile, Mr. Biden's victory in the battleground state of Arizona has expanded his electoral vote margin over President Donald Trump, which makes any hopes of Mr. Trump reversing the outcome through the courts or recounts even further out of reach. New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet has said that next Tuesday's budget will be the most important in 100 years as the government aims to embark on record borrowing on the back of super low interest rates. Mr. Perrottet's pandemic budget will redirect coal mining royalties into its sovereign wealth fund and explore privatising its remaining interest in the New South Wales lotteries. The fund will be used to offset the government's anticipated high levels of debt. After a series of killings in Austria and France in recent weeks by lone wolf terrorists with links to Islamist groups, European Union interior ministers have met via video conference to discuss measures to counter extremist attacks. Austria and France want their partners to agree to tighten Europe's border controls, better tackle terror content and propaganda online, and monitor or detain jihadi fighters who have returned to EU countries and are either in prison or at large. Ylva Johansson, the EU's Home Affairs Commissioner, said the bloc had room for improvement in ensuring stronger checks at its external borders.
Make sure that we have systematic checks at the external borders. In a study that Frontex carried out last year, there was obvious that 22% of those entering into the Schengen area were not checked towards the Schengen information system. So here is clearly room for improvement. But most importantly, we need to make sure that member states make a renewed commitment to cooperate in better sharing information and sharing better information.
SpaceX chief Elon Musk may have to steer clear of NASA's Kennedy Space Center after getting mixed COVID-19 test results on the eve of his company's second crew launch. On Twitter, Mr. Musk said he tested positive for coronavirus, then negative twice, then positive again. He says he hadn't been feeling well the past few days, but currently has no symptoms. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says contact tracing should be underway.
When somebody tests positive for COVID, here at the Kennedy Space Center and across NASA, it is our policy for that person to quarantine and self-isolate. So we anticipate that that will be taking place. Contact tracing should be underway right now. And of course, NASA and SpaceX are going to work through it together and come to the right conclusion.
Four astronauts are scheduled to rocket to the International Space Station tonight. In the NRL, the Queensland government has banned New South Wales players from spending downtime in Brisbane before one of the most anticipated State of Origin matches in recent history. This means they won't be allowed to relax at a Brisbane hotel before travelling to Suncorp Stadium for the decider. The news comes on the same day Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk opened the gates to Suncorp by scrapping capped crowds. It's believed the Blues will be driven straight to the cauldron from the airport tarmac. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth showers 23, Adelaide mostly sunny 29 degrees, Melbourne partly cloudy and 20, Hobart cloudy and 19, Canberra mostly sunny and 23, Wollongong sunny 23 again, Sydney much the same 25, Newcastle sunny and 27, Brisbane similar conditions 32, Cairns mostly sunny 33 and Darwin partly cloudy 35 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and that's your latest SBS News. We'll be right back.